Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. And this, of course, is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and that's Professor Gregory Stevens, and here's all the group. So now,
let's go.
Let's go back over this outline that the Lord gave me. Introducing the Spirit of Power, we began with the book of Genesis and the book of Revelation. And then it is expedient. Well, we know that He said, light be, yeah. Light was. And light travels at 186,000 miles a second. So at an end of 24 hours, there were 16,940,764,800 miles of universe. Wow. And it is still expanding at the speed of light. And it is to the place now where that it's just beyond what anyone, they just have to guess at what else is out there. Now, is it expedient for you that I go away? Because if I don't go away, the Father won't be able to send the advocate, the standby, the comforter, the teacher. Yeah. And I put this in here then. Jesus was that and everything to all of those that followed Him for 3.5 years. Yeah. But even, you mentioned this, even in His glorified body, He sat down and ate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said, a spirit hath not flesh and bone as you see me have. No blood. All of His blood is in the heavenly mercy seat in heaven. So, but He would have still been limited to what one man can do in one area at one time.
It is a spiritual, physical body.
Yeah.
It can go through the wall, but it's limited. That's what He gave up
but
in one of us.
His Spirit is the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the yes. dead.
Yes.
And Jesus said, don't you do anything. You go to Jerusalem. You stay there until the gift of My Father comes. So 50 days... from the time He was resurrected and went into heaven. And the angel said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing? This same Jesus, so it's the same Jesus by His Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And He dwells within us. You remember what John said, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And he was talking about the Spirit of Antichrist, demons and devils, yes. and so forth. But He said, don't worry about them. You've overcome them. You have overcome them because greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. Yes. Now then, we talked about becoming God inside-minded. But now here's what we need to see. The evidence that He is in you is not how you feel or don't feel. Deuteronomy 31:6 be strong and of good courage, fear not. Now, this is the Spirit of God speaking through Moses. Mm-hmm. Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto our fathers to give it them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee, He will be with thee, He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee, fear not, nor be dismayed.
Amen.
Didn't say a thing in the world about what you feel.
That's right.
Well, when you look at that, mm-hmm. and you see it. Now, the Lord reminded me of something in the 40th chapter of Isaiah. Now, And I wrote right here, right out beside the 28th verse, 2 Peter 1, 4, on the airplane, September the 15th, 2009. It is a precious promise given to me to strengthen me, to carry out, giving me the strength to carry out my mission. Now, I felt everything but strong. I was really at the point of exhaustion. I was so tired. And I got on the airplane. I had a mission to do. And I was back there in the cabin, and I was praying in the Spirit. And because of something else that I had learned in the 40th chapter of Isaiah, I turned there to get my strength.
Yes.
Now, I want you to notice this. In this 40th chapter of Isaiah, come down here. He talked about the voice of him that cries in the wilderness, parable of the way of the Lord. Look at this 10th verse. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs in his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those who are with the young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and measured out heaven with the span. Now, the Amplified says with a 9-inch span. We've talked about this before. And comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Yes. That's the Spirit of the living God.
That's the power of God. One of the words that we haven't talked about yet for power happens to be the hand. The hand of the Lord be upon you.
That's the power. Praise God.
It's either for good or bad, depending.
And you think about the Spirit that takes a piece of dust and weighs it. And weighed the mountains.
Yes.
And a drop of water. And measured the oceans. And all that human beings have done to this planet. And, you know, there are those that say, oh, we got to save the planet. Well, in the name of Jesus, I want to do everything not to be wasteful and all of those things.
Because we're stewards.
Yes, we are. But we do not have the power to destroy it.
We have delegated power.
Yes. And there is coming global warming. But we're going to be lifted off here. They're going to burn this thing up.
Yep. Yeah. New heaven and a new earth.
New heaven and a new earth. Well, of course, a new heaven and a new earth. Because our star will eventually come to the place. But anyway, all of it's in the Bible. But human beings do not have the power to destroy this planet. Because I remember when everybody was afraid of the next ice age.
Yeah.
That ice was going to come all the way down to Canada. Mm-hmm. But now it's the warming age. Yeah. And so if just forgive me for saying this, but it gets a whole lot of grant money. And you can really excite teenagers with it and college students.
He spoke this place into existence, this world
That's
into
right.
existence. Yeah. They have found date seeds in Israel.
That is so great.
Over 2,000 years old.
Yeah.
And they decided, wonder what would happen if we planted one of these. See, God with his power gave the earth power. Yeah. The earth will produce and yield seed, seed time and harvest, as long as the earth remains. That power still happening. They planted that 2,000-year-old date seed. Guess what it did? It grew into a tree.
Yes, sir. It's producing
now, the
dates.
Seed, it's producing dates now in Israel. That's a tree from the time of Jesus that had been dormant, Brother Copeland, until it was sown.
Yes.
Once that seed was sown, the life was still there.
It is still there.
And the dirt did what it's supposed to do. Yeah. It went to work on it. And now there's a tree, and you're eating dates that the tree was sown some 2,000 years after the seed was.
Now, Jesus talked about this in the 4th chapter of Mark.
Yes, he did.
but that a seed is compared to the kingdom of God. Our kingdom of God is compared to a seed when it's sown. Now, the earth knows what to do. The seed knows what to do. That's the reason when you put a wooden post in the ground, it'll rot the bottom off of it. It's trying to make it grow.
That's right.
You put a steel post in the ground and it'll rust it. That's all the earth knows what to do. And then it's compared to the human heart. Whatever you put in there is going to germinate and grow. You sow a lot of fear in there, and that's what's going to happen. You sow the seed of faith in there and stay on the faith side and the God side of everything, and it'll change things. In the midst of a spiritual and physical storm, it will change things.
Okay, now we've seen the glory and the power of God in the earth. I mean, watch a thunderstorm. Lightning is one of my favorite things. I just like to watch lightning. I've always liked it. I'll just go out and watch it. And growing up in Oklahoma, tornadoes, I mean, that's how you tell a native, the Oklahoman, is when the tornado comes, we go outside and look at it. I got off track here. But now you understand why Jesus, walking in authority, could speak to a storm. Mm-hmm. Because he knew how this was created and that he has that kind of authority. And that's why they marked
Greg, him. I saw ball lightning one time. We left, we'd been in Fort Smith and headed back to Little Rock. And there was a whole line of thunderstorms. We were out in the clear and it was at night. And we were out beside that, paralleling it. And there was some of it had come across in front. Ball lightning is lightning that's continuous. And the only time in over 60 years of flying, that's the only one time I ever saw ball lightning. It got so bright in that copilot. And here was another thing that was interesting. The man I was flying with, his name was Bob Copeland. So the both of us were in that cockpit. We never did figure out how we were kin to one another. We just called ourselves cousin, you know. So yeah. He was flying. We were in a King Air, Beechcraft King Air. I was in the right seat. And it got so bright in that cockpit, we put our sunglasses on for a good little bit.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's part of the power of this earth that God
It's a demonstration
it
of power.
It's a demonstration of the power, natural power. So as long as the earth remains, there's seed time and harvest. We're not going to destroy this earth. Now, we can help with our stewardship.
Greg, I mentioned something the other day that I didn't finish, and the Lord brought it to my mind. I was talking about the time that I had a vision, and I was praying, had been praying in the Spirit for quite some time. And I saw it in a vision. I saw God create Adam's yes. body and so forth. Another thing that happened right at that same time, a question from the Lord came, and he asked me, "What?" And it was right there in Genesis 1, and just he said, "What is the greatest expression of my power?" I said, "Well, of course, when you created the heavens and the earth." No, he said, "That was easy." That was easy? He said, "You read in my word, if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you," He said, "When I raised Jesus from the dead,"
amen,
he said, "everything was against me. All the demons of hell were against me. All the unbelievers, even my own priesthood was against me." He said, "All were against me." And he said, "Jesus had to have faith enough that I could do this. Nobody had ever gotten out of hell." That's the reason he cried out and said, "If there is any way, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." And that's when he said to me, he said, "That is the reason I ask Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. He said, Abraham and I were in covenant.
Put a demand on it.
He said, I had to do that. And my covenant partner was willing to kill his son. Now, if you read that in the book of Hebrews, it says that Abraham saw him raised from the dead in a figure. So he saw it in the spirit. But the angel still had to stay his hand. He said, once he did that, when Jesus prayed, if there's any way this cup pass from me, he said, I could not, because my covenant partner was willing to sacrifice his only son.
And he followed the pattern exactly. 3 days.
Yes.
3 days.
Yes.
So when Cain killed Abel, the blood cried out, and God heard the earth complaining.
Yes, he did.
And the earth itself decided it wasn't going to yield seed anymore. God agreed with it, spoke it out. When Jesus goes, once again, the earth is going to cry out. When he gave up the ghost and said, it is finished, what happened? There's a big earthquake that happened. This whole creation convulsed when the Creator...
And many were resurrected.
Absolutely.
After His resurrection.
Absolutely true. So I want to read a verse concerning that from Romans 8, 18 through 22. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. The glory which shall be revealed in us. Verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God.
That's right.
This creation is waiting for us to walk in this power, Brother Copeland.
Yes.
For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who have subjected the same in hope. Verse 21, because the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption to the glorious liberty of children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. The sons of God have been made manifest in the earth, and that's what we're talking about right now, is walking in that resurrected power.
Yes, sir.
In the earth.
Now, if you continue to read, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to know the redemption of our body. Now, you follow that down to the 29th verse, for whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
We're supposed to, boy, this is a bold statement. A lot of people get mad at you this. We're supposed to look and act like Jesus.
Yes, we are.
That's what the planet wants to see.
And Western-minded Christians don't know what firstborn means. Mm. Jesus was firstborn. And we are joint heirs with Him, which puts us into firstborn status.
That's right. So we're heirs and joint heirs.
Yes, we are.
He's the heir. We're the joint heir because we're joined to Him.
Not sub-heirs.
No. Praise God. Now you got to understand, because Paul will explain a whole lot of this in the book of Hebrews.
For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Glory to God. This just gets better and better and better and better. But we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with the Anointed One in His anointing, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified with Him. What suffering? We have to resist everything that He bore for us on the cross. He bore our sin. We have to resist sin. He bore our sickness and disease. We have to resist sickness and disease.
Absolutely.
He bore our poverty. We have to resist poverty. Glory to God. And sometimes the resisting of that is hard.
This is why we stand. Doing all to stand.
Having done all to stand therefore, suit it up.
Yes, sir. So let me change that real quick, what we've learned this week in verse 16 of Romans 8. The power and breath itself beareth witness with our breath that we are the children of God, because He breathed into me.
Yes, he did.
When he breathed into Adam, and Jesus breathed into me by the Holy Spirit, that rushing mighty wind that came flowing into this planet in Acts chapter 2 is resident on the inside of me, that pulled Jesus out of the pit of hell. There's literally nothing that could withstand a born-again believer that knows who they are and what they have.
Jesus, there were 120 people in that room, including John and Jesus' mother, Mary. So she spoke in tongues right along with all the rest of them. It says he sat on them.
Yes.
Now,
hallelujah.
When we were born again, the angel said to Mary, a holy thing will be born in you. That day, when the Spirit of God sat on them, a holy thing was born on the inside of them in His power and came into them.
Somebody right now, the moment we were talking about this, if you'll speak to it, there's a tumor in your body, there's a lump in your body right now. If you'll speak to it, it's just sitting there shaking within you right now, waiting for what you're going to tell it to do. It's waiting for you to tell it to do. It's just, I can see it by the Spirit trembling
in
you.
Jesus.
Tell it to go now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in Jesus.
Leave that body in Jesus' mighty name.
That night, November the 2nd, 1962, I came in off of that trip I'd flown, and the Lord arrested me. Kenneth, if you don't get right with me, you go into a devil's hell, son. I said, I know it. What do I do now? I heard my Sunday school teacher's voice on the inside of me say, boys, you have to ask Jesus to come into your heart. I did.
Yes.
When that happened, I didn't know it then, but my spirit was reborn.
Yes.
My spirit was recreated, a new creature. Old things passed away and all things became new. A holy thing was created on the inside of me.
The sperma. God,
I didn't know it. I didn't know I was a new creature. I just knew it worked. Amen. But think about that. The moment you made Jesus the Lord of your life, the Spirit of God came. And He hovered over you.
Praise the Lord.
And a holy thing was born on the inside. A new creature. A new species that never had existed before that moment. No two are alike.
Amen.
Not even twins. No, they're not alike. They're different spirits.
Yes.
And a very holy thing was created. The old things passed away. That old nature, that old sinful nature passed away. And everything became new. And all things were of God. Now you just need to get the Holy Spirit on you, glory to God, and speak in that language. And it's
complete.
As easy as when you got born again.
Do it by faith.
Just
you're complete
faith.
In Him, the Scripture says
it for us. Oh.
Blessed be He stayed in me.
Glory to God. You can receive that right now.
Yeah.
Just say, Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
I receive you now.
I receive you now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Fill me to overflowing.
Fill me to overflowing.
With your precious Holy Spirit.
With your precious Holy Spirit.
I fully expect to speak with other tongues.
I fully expect to speak with other tongues.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. And we are out of time, but we'll be back in just a moment. Let's just praise Him and worship Him. Thank you.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Get real help for real life problems. Select a topic for answers straight from the Bible. Then believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply what you've heard and read to experience real change in your situation. Each step provides pages of articles, video teachings, topical scripture lists, and recorded prayers and confessions from the Copelands. KCM.org has made it simple to tap into God's wisdom for real help in your life. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Thank you for joining us this week on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today is Offering Day on the broadcast, and we want to give you an opportunity to sow into the word you've heard. The foundation scripture for offering today is Galatians 6, verses 6 and 7, which says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap." Now, consider the promise that God made to Abraham that in him shall all the families of the earth will be blessed. Your seed is a part of that promise being fulfilled, and you can sow and reap as much of that blessing as you want. Praise God. Partners Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, thank you for your prayers and faithful giving. KCM celebrates 55 years of ministry this year. Because of you, partners, and the faithfulness of God, the uncompromised word of faith has been preached from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. The Lord called Brother Copeland to preach and teach faith. When you partner with KCM through your prayers or financial support, you are sowing into a ministry that specializes in using their faith. Father, you promised Abraham that in him shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold the seed and the heart of our partners today as they honor that promise with their giving. The blessings that make a man rich and add no sorrow be established upon all that says yes to you today. And the Lord, who shall return good back to them, do so with a hundredfold return in Jesus' name. Amen.
Listen now, Luke 11:13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Jesus said that. Jesus is a gift to the world. God so loved the world. The Holy Spirit and His power is the gift to the body of Christ, expecting us to carry this power. Peter, James, and John, Jesus is gone. They came to the beautiful gate and raised that man up in the name of Jesus.
Absolutely. The authority of the power.
Authority and the power. Oh, praise God. I'm so glad you were with us. It's been a good time. Hasn't it been a good time?
Yes.
God loves you, and we love you. Now, here's the part.
There it is.
And Jesus is Lord.
Yes, He is.
Amen.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To text to give, text the letters KCM to 36609. Together with you, we are sending the word of faith to families around the world.